Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm Ehud, blessed first day, good first day. Malcolm Ehud, good first day here on the ear. Here for what we also call the Sunday first day service. Yes, I, blessed love, brothers and sisters and brothers, here at the second sabbatical study right here, and here we're at the first day. We still have the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, the Kal Kidan, the word agreement, the renewed, the Adis, Kal Kidan right here, the new covenant reading right here, but that's fire right there, from Yeshaya, from Isaiah chapter 54. Verse 1 to chapter 55 and 5, give thanks, Emerald Music, INC, Ras Sahar Ahad, for that right there. For the reading here of the Haftarah, very, very important Haftarah, Torah reading and feeding for the Shabbat Noah, Sabbath Noah. Now we also have right here, we have the New Covenant reading and some reasonments, even going through. Like I was reading along to Hebrew, even that last part there from the seventh Aliyah. Now, let's zoom in on this right here. To get into the details, we probably have to spend some time getting some of the detail. But some of the basics right here is that there's a difference. There's a difference in the numbering of the ages of the, you could say, the patriarchs, you know, from that lineage, right, of one of the three sons of Shem. Of Shem. Now there's really no such thing as really a Shemite, even the whole Hamite kind of a thing, you know, or the Japhethite, you know, of those three sons, you know, because from them, the nations, we get the nations, the different various nations and nationalities, nations, you could say, the nation states come in right there. But in looking at the dates, it seems as though in the latter Masoretic Hebrew, there seems to be a smaller number or a lower number, you know, like, for example, one patriarch is 30 years, but actually looking into the Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, the Ge'ez, we see actually 100. We see hundreds being added. But in following it through with the Amharic, we notice some other nuances there. So basically, the reading that we read there, we went to the Septuagint, because we find that there is a disparity, so to speak, between the latter day, you know, English version and also certain Hebrew versions that have a lower number of years. But actually in the more reliable versions that we have been studying, the Ethiopic, His Majesty, the King of Kings Bible, as well as in the Septuagint, which is said to have been translated by the Yehudi, by Jews, even the black Jews over there in Egypt at the time, the Egypta, Het Kapita of the particular times, and the Ptolemies had translated from the Hebrew then existing into what we call the Koine, right? The Koine Greek, what's called the Common Greek. We say Koine Coptic Greek. You know, and so we're looking at the numbers, you know, and doing the math on it. So that's a very interesting reasonment right there, just pointing that out to ones far and near. But we noticed some other interesting differences in translation, right? Some very interesting differences in translation. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to at least highlight a few of them, you know, and then going forward, we may have more time to, you know, reason, just vibes and just reason on these and those things. But here, first day service, aka Sunday service, the appointed psalm is Psalm 24 for the first day of the set, for the first day, aka the Shabuah. In the Hebrew, the Shabuah from Shabbat, which means seven. So the 7 days, right, beginning with what's called Sunday, right, the first day. Right, and then we come to the Shabbat day, the seventh day. So we're learning a lot about time and seasons and how to count time. What is true time and how do they seek to change times and laws? All right, so let's do the math right here. But first things first, 2:4, Psalm 24, Psalm appointed as chanted in the temple in Jerusalem, even up till 70 AD, and we near and far here on the first day, Psalm 24.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea,
he hath founded it on the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart.
And your
heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his
equal?
He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah, and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
The whole place is due for
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Not written in stone, no, no. Oh, man, there is מזמור כ"ד לדוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה. כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעוד. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
Rastafari. So right there was the Hebrew ML Cohen right there with the Hebrew on the Sabbath meditation, aka Africa Flames Rhythm, mixed by Sanjay right there, and a remix of the remix right there. Before that, we had Queen Makeda with Clean Hands based on Psalm 24. Right here, the Royal Amharic, the evening psalm for the first day. Yes, I, Shabuot Tov. Have a good, strong seven. Malcolm Mahud, blessed first day.
Oh, no. Yeah.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لاغزابيهرنا عالمم بارسوام يميورغول ارسو بباهروچ مسرطوالنا بفساشوچم ماطنطوالنا ودغزابيهر ترارا مان يوطال بقدسناو سفرا مان يقوم اجوچو ينصو لبوم نصو يهونه نفسوني لكنتو يالا نفسا لبالن جراون بشنغلا يالمال ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايشي تو لدرسوني متفلقنا ياكوبين عملاك تيتي متفلق انان تمخوانن توچ بروچن كفتو يزلالم دجوچي كفتو يكبر منقوسي قبا يكبر منقوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃይል እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
And here from the True Church and the Professing Ethiopian Orthodox Wider Church, Church of He Who Have the Key, Great King David, Church of Philadelphia. Here's what is said from the Tewahedo Church on the first day, the Ehud, here with the Ehud. So we say Melkam Ehud, blessed first day right here. And here's what is said. Yes, sir. Sima, Sima.
Sos enya be'elete Ehud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidk enya sarah. Senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. ወደ እግዚአብሔር አምልኮ ይገባ ከምእመናና ይለየኝ የሆነ ፈጽሞ አይበል። ጽድቅን የሰራ ሰንበትን ያከብረም ሰው ሁሉ ጻድቅ ነው። Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senbet.
Once again, right here, he's going to give ear again to the Isaiah, the prophet's reading right here for the first day service. Give ear.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 to 55 and 5. Hear this again. Yes, sir. Keep going.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 1 to chapter 55, verse 5. Besa ma'ab wa walet mefesa kadus ha'duam lach. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith Yahweh Buruku. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thine husband, Yahweh Zabaot Buruku is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Kedush An de Israel, the Elohim of the whole earth shall he be called. For Yahweh have called thee as a woman forsaken and grieving in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy Elohim, Buruku. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahweh thy Redeemer, Buruku. For this is as the waters of Noah to me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahweh, that have mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will make thy windows of a gate, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of Yahweh Buruku, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it is not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals of the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh Buruku, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh. Chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently to me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of Yahweh. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people,
a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run to thee because of Yahweh the Elohim Buruku, and for the Kedush sons of Israel, the Holy Ones of Israel, for he have glorified thee. Amen. Every day is a struggle trying to make it by. What do you do when everything you've been told is a lie? What I put on these lines, I be speaking the shit that you're hoping to find. They say that I'm out of my mind, beating a poke in the sight of the blind. Now man, see me wants to slay, rip the king to last the eye. Straight out of Zion, I conquer a lion, my shocker is higher. I'm spitting the fire, repairing a breach, repairing a liar. Yeshua is the Messiah, holy fools can never deny him.
Now
I'm
king to last the eye.
Standing here spitting these words in the verses, revealing things that'll break all the curses. Canada tells me to fulfill the purpose. What's the reason for me being on earth? Things in the dark are beginning to surface. Ones on the bottom beginning to surface. Get the understanding with the plan and worth it. Under the characteristics of the curses, look in the book and the thing that you're reading. Fighting the heathen, it's open season. Give me a reason. Coming against the kingdom is treason. That's why I'm pleading. The time is at hand. In Ethiopia was born a man. Moa, I'm best to conquer in Lyon. Up to the covenant, rest in Zion.
Zion, 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 Zion.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endure forever. To him alone we do his great thing, for his mercy endure forever. To him which lead the people through the wilderness, for his mercy endure forever. To him which truth my great king, for his mercy endure forever. Whoa.
Yeah. There's a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I and R I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
So we're here for the Brit. The Brit HaChadash for the New Covenant reading right here. Here, here. For the Shabbat Noach here. For the first day service on the Ear and the Iris. Let's ride up first with the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of the Brit HaChadash, the New Testament reading, New Covenant.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech ha'olam Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel habarit ha'hadasha. Baruch ata Adonai Notain habarit ha'hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shimala, shimala. Agarat in Jerusalem, Dana.
Matthew chapter 24 verse 36 Lamed Wow verse 37 Lamed Zain verse 38 Lamed Chet We Hayom Hahua We Ha Asa Hahia Ein Ish Yodea Gam Lo Melake Hashemaim Gam Lo Habin Bilti Abi Lebado Wiki me noach kain yehye gam ba'u shel ben ha'adam. Ki k'asher lifne yime ha'mabul hayu. Oglim ve'shotim nesarim nashim ve'notnim nashim la'anashim ad hayom asher pa noach el hateba.
But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour Adonaikum, what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing so. 1 Peter chapter 3, the vicarious suffering of Mashiach, of Christ, preached by Mashiach through the Spirit in Noah. Verse 1, Yod Chet. Verse 19, Yod Tet. Verse 20, Kaf. Verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Ki gam HaMashiach met pa'am achat al chatoteinu hatzadik ba'ad ha-rasha'im lekareb otanu el ha-Elohim humat ba-basar wayehi ba-ruach u-bekein halak wayekra le-ruchot asher ba-mishmar asher le-panim lo he-eminu כאשר חיכה אלוהים באורק אפו בימי נוח, בהעשות הטבע אשר נמלטו אליה מעטים, והם שמונה נפשות מן המים. והוא דמות הטבילה אשר כעת תושיע גם אתכם לא להסיר חילת הבשר, כי אם לשאל לנו מאת אלוהים רוח שלמה על ידי הקמת ישוע המשיח. For Mashiach, for Christ, also has one suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to Elohim, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. By that also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, that sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of Elohim waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward Elohim by the resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of Elohim, angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, Zayin. Ba'emuna nizhar noach vayas et hateba lehatzil et beito achare asher tua al debarim shelo nirim vayarsha ba et haolam vayehi leoresha hatzdaka ekeb ha'emuna. By faith, Noah, being warned of Elohim of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By that he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness that is of faith. Kabor lakalu, kabor ledimtu, kabor lachailu, kabor lakermawi, chaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
The New Covenant reading. Here we have Movado. Overcome, overcome. Big ship, big ship. Noah, big ship, big ship rhythm.
Overcome, you know?
Yeah, man.
Right at the end. No, 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 no. The genius again. We shall overcome. Shall overcome, must overcome. We must overcome. So me a pray to the Lord, you come. Me pray to my God that they hurt our sign. From my friend that said they love me when me know them lying. Me pray for the godly youth because me know them crying. Babylon a shoot along and them a tell me a lie. Me pray. Cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend on cassava that hard for fry. Nah living on the old days that hard for try. Me ask my mama eat steak and that hard for buy. So we shall overcome. Shall overcome. Must overcome. We must overcome. Say get a youth of money overgone. Me tired of this. The damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Them no lock off the sound and lock me in no station. With music a full nation. All it alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we shall overcome. Shall overcome. I'm tired of this, every day, man of them. Tired of the innocent, blood of shed. Tired of it, Jamaica run red. People can't sleep in them bed. I'm tired of this, poverty. We need solidarity. Me attack for the majority. You hear me clearly, clearly. We
see.
Everybody.
Because I have a piece of grand spent to come and spend to all the time. Southside Jungle Firehouse.
Every gully, every tree.
South East Garden, Spanglas.
Overcome, Spanish stone.
Clans and one other, you know?
Clans and one other. Mountain View, Magaga Gully. Every gully, Portland. St. Anne. Send me a new one, send me a cat, send me a can. We
overcome and rise up. Nation shall rise like the lioness.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
When the roll is all out, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Want it for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. To see if you can walk the walk you tell. Let me give you my word, my voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told.
Call me anytime, never
Yes, yes, lioness on the rise. So here I have a seal, Psalm 144.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
For the first day right here, and for the full Shavuah, for the full 7 to come, Psalm 144, Sabbath seal and the Baraka blessing. Blessing for the days forward for this new Shavuah right here, here, here.
God bless you. We find your peace out and approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day, today, today.
Keep us the teachings of His Majesty, for we no one.
So right here we have the psalm corresponds to Sabbath day, Psalm 61. Let's just touch briefly on the verse by verse from the Royal Amharic here. May the speaker Abraham Chepwode again go to the verse by verse, and we seal up right here with a few of the questions and answers here in this second sabbatical study here for Shabbat Noah, Sabbath Noah. So here, 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 hopefully it'll be mana. You know that we're in different regions here and there, so we're one-to-one, so hopefully we can check this out in due time and, you know, study up, yes, I. So here, here, today's, yesterday's Psalm 61.
Mazmur Salsa. በቅንፍ 61 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር አምላክ ሆይ ልመናዬን ስማ ጸሎቴንም አድምጥ ልቤ ተስፋ በቆረጠ ጊዜ ከምድር ዳርቻ ወደ አንተ ጮሃለሁ በድንጋይ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ አደረከኝ ጽኑ ግንብ በጠላት ፊት ተስፋዬም ሆነህኛልና መራኸኝ በድንኳንህ ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ በክንፎችህም ጥላ አጋረዳለሁ አቤቱ አንተ ስለቴን ሰምተሃልና ስምህንም ለሚፈሩ ርስትን ሰጠሃቸው ለንጉሥ ከቀን በላይ ቀን ትጨምራለህ ዓመታቱም ከትውልድ ወደ ትውልድ ይሆናል በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ለዘላለም ይኖራል ይጠብቁት ዘንድ ምሕረትንና እውነትን አዘጋጅለት እንዲሁ ለስምህ ለዘላለም እዘምራለሁ ስለቴን ሁልጊዜ ይፈጽም ዘንድ
Salamta, Ena, Yestaling. Here, Sama. Israel, hoy. Salamta, Ena, Yestaling. Here, Sama. Israel, hoy. Sama. Israel, hoy. Here we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Silsa'and, Psalm 61. Mezmor Silsa'and, Ye Gezot Tzelot, a prayer of exile. An exile's prayer, a prayer of exile. Ye of Gezot, exile, Gezot. Ye Gezot Tzelot, a prayer. Ye Gezot Tzelot. Here. From the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, we have Mezmore Dawit, Silsa, the Kinfwist, Silsa Ant. So here we have Mezmore, Psalm of Chant of Dawit, of David, Silsa. Here in the midst of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, first numbering is 60. Bekinfwist, in the parentheses, Bekinfwist, inside the parentheses, we have Silsa Ant. Silsa Ant corresponds with the latter numbering, today's daily Psalm 61. Le Mezmorana Leka, Bebegenawoch, Ye Dawit Mezmor, to the chief musician on Neginot. In the Hebrew, we have Al Neginot. Elsewhere, Binginot, on the Neginot, Binginot, on the harps. Here, to the chief musician on Neginot, a psalm of Dawit, a psalm of David. Le Mezemran Aleka, to the Aleka of the Mezemran, the chanters, the Isisers, the singers, the musicians, Le Mezemran Aleka, to the chief of the musicians, Be Begenawoch. Here, Bamarinya, Metzav Kedus. Here in the Book of the Seven Seals, we have Be Begenawoch, on the Begenawoch. And here, from the Parallel Bible right here, the 2011, the first edition, Special Jubilee Printing, where we have the Parallel Bible version containing in one volume, the 1611 AD English KJV King James Version and the Ethiopian King of Kings, the HSV, the 1961 AD, the Amharic text originally published by Moa Andesa, Zem Negeda Yehuda, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Have Prevailed, Garmawi, Garmawi Hala Selassie, Imperial Master Hala Selassie, Siume Gziavihir, the Elect of Gziavihir, the Sustainer, Negus Neges, Ze Ethiopia. So here, the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, His Imperial Majesty's Bible, side by side of the KJV. So here, superscription first. Le Mezemrana Leka, Be Begenawoch, Ye Dawit Mezmor. So here's a Begenawoch. Here is a note that we have on the Nigi note. In the Hebrew, the Nigi note. Elsewhere, we have Be Niginot, Binginot. And here's where we bring out the connection of the Binginot, the harps. Niginot, Hebraically, is the stringed instruments, likened to the Israelites of Ethiopia, the highland instrument known as the Begena. And here we have Begenawoch on the Beginas, the Begenawoch, that are mentioned in connection with the following psalms. So we have this superscription here, the Niginot, either as Be Niginot, Binginot, or here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 61, as Hebraically as Al Niginot, Bamarinya corresponding to Be Begenawoch, Al Niginat in the Hebrew, Lamnatseach, Al Niginat Lidawit, for the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, the Menatseach, all upon Niginat, with string music or on string music, Le Dawid of David. So the Neginot, the string instruments, Neginot, Be Neginot, Binginot, Al Neginat, is mentioned in connection with Psalm 3, Psalm 5, Psalm 53, Psalm 54, Psalm 60, Psalm 66, and Psalm 75. Clearly, at this point, musical and liturgy or kedase directions. So we have here musical and sacred service directions, even in the superscription, now appear as titles and superscriptions of these particular psalms, namely Psalms 4, Psalm 6, Psalm 54, Psalm 55, Psalm 61, Psalm 67, and Psalm 76. These were appended to the preceding psalm. Just a brief note right here, taking the first proper verse. This would be correctly the first verse from the ancients, the superscription, even before the first verse that we have in the KJV and the other versions. But here, make me ride up with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malki Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Melchizedek. Mezmore Dawit Silsa, Bekinswist Silsa Ant. Lemezemrana Leka, Bebeginawoch, Ye Dawit Mezmore, Kuter Ant, verse 1. Amlakoi, Lemenayen, Sema, Salotenim, Adimit. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. Amlakoi, Amlak, Amlak, Source, Source, Amlak, Worshipful One, Amlakoi. O source, Amlakoi, Limenayin, Limena, 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 to ask, to beseech. One can say asking, beseeching, begging, sometimes brought out as a supplication. But here, corresponding with the hear my cry. Limenayin, Limenayin, Limena, beseeching, supplication, petition. Limenaye, Limenaye, my petition, Limenayin, Sima, 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 here. So the Sima that we have here corresponds to the Hebrew Shema'ah, Shema, 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 Shema'ah, Sima, 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 here. Amlakoi, Limenayin, Sima, hear my supplication. Hear my cry in the sense of hear my supplication, my petition. Lemanayin, Sema, Selote Nim, Selot, prayer, Selote, my prayer, Selote Nim. And as for my prayer, Selote Nim, Adimt, Adimt, Adimt. Listen, pay attention, the sense of attending, be attentive, right? Listen and hear with attention, right? Be attentive to my prayer. Amlakoi, Lemenayin, Sema, Selotenim, Adimit. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Libe, Tesva, Bequareta Gize, Commissar Dacha, Wadanta, Chohalo, Bedingai Lai, Kef Kef, Adaregahain. From the end of the earth will I cry to thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Libe, my heart, Libe, Tesva, Tesva. Hope, tesva, expectation, tesva, be, quareta, gize, quareta, it is cut, quareta, be, quareta, gize, gize, time, libe, tesva, be, quareta, gize, my heart, hope, expectation, when it is cut off, when it is cut off, when my hope, my expectation, my heart, hope, when it is cut off, kamidr, kamidr, from the earth, from the land, Kamidar, Darcha, 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 like the extremity, bringing out the sense of the end, or the extremity, even the sense of the borders, but the end. Kamidar, Darcha, from the end, or the most extreme points of the earthly plane. Wada, wada, towards, wada, ante. Ante is the pronoun for you speaking to a male. Ante, ante, wada, ante. To you, to the I, and another. What? Ante, itchohalo, itchohalo, itchohalo. I will shout to the I. Here, corresponding with the sense of translated in the KJV of cry, cry to the I. But here, more directly, itchohalo. I will shout out to the I. Ya, itchohalo. Libe, tesfabe, korete, gize, kamidur, dacha, wada ante, itchohalo. Corresponding to from the end of the earth, the earthly plane, the land. Will I cry, will I shout out to the eye when my heart, libe, my heart, is overwhelmed. Bamarinya, the Metzav Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, we have libe, my heart, tesva, bekoreta gize. When my heart, when the expectation, here the sense is when the expectation, the hope, right, like the hope of my heart is cut off. The expectation of my heart, of my mind, is cut off. Kamidur dacha, from the end, from the most extreme extremity of the earthly plane. Wada ante, towards the eye and none other. Wada ante, itchohalo, I will shout out to the eye and none other. Be dingai lai, be dingai, dingai, a rock, right, a rock in the sense of rock. Dingai, a rock. Be dingai lai, lai, upon, up on, the rock on a rock, bed din gai lai, kef kef, high high, adarega hang, you made I high high. So the sense of lead me to the rock that is higher than I is brought out here in the King of Kings Bible as Bedin Gai Lai upon the rock, Kef Kef Hi Hi Adarleg Gahen. You have made I, placed I, made I, caused I to be high high upon the rock. When my heart, expectation, and hope is cut off, overwhelmed, from the extreme end of the earthly plane, will I shout out to thee, to the I, Libe Tesfa, Bekoreta Gize, Kamidur Dacha, Wada Ante Ichohalo, Bedin Gai Lai, Kef Kef Adareg Gahen. One more note right here on this verse here. Some translators translates it, brings it out as, from the end of the earth will I call, Ichohala, will I call, shout out and calling out to the eye, when my heart fainteth here, fainteth, instead of overwhelmeth, fainteth, lead me, lead I to a rock that is too high for me, that is too high for I. In other words, a place of refuge inaccessible to him, if he has to depend, if I and I have to depend on I and I own efforts, and only to be reached, right, with Exiavia's guidance and aid. So the sense of a rock that's even on my own, I could not, is higher than I can place myself. So place I upon a high, high, high rock. And the key word here that is not so much directly brought out right here is the when my expectation, so my heart fainting, my heart being overwhelmed, Bamarinya is libe tesa bekoreta gize, bekoreta tesa, hope, expectation, bekoreta gize. When hope, expectation is cut off in the heart, in the mind. Here, kuter source, verse 3. Tsinu ginba betelatafita tesaye honehenya lena meraheng. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. For thou, the eye, has been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Tsinu ginb, tsinu, tsinu, firm, ginb, 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 a tower, bet alat, alat, the enemy, bet alat, feet, in the enemy's face, in the enemy's perception, before the enemy. Tsinu ginb, bet alat, feet, tesfayim, tesfayim, again, tesfa, but more in the possessive sense, not just tesfa as in the verse before, hope, expectation. In a more general sense here, this is more personal. Tesfaye, tesfaye, my hope, my expectation. Tesfaye, and my hope, my expectation. Honehe, honehenyalina, 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 honehenyalina. The I, speaking directly to he who be to Amlak, to the source. The I, true good, the true God, the power, the source. The I, you have become for me. For you have become for me, tesfaye, my hope, my expectation, meraheng, 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 guide me, guide I, lead me, meraheng, lead, may the I lead I, meraheng, tsinugin betalat fit, tesfayim honehenyalina, meraheng, kuter arat, verse 4. Bedin kwanih lezlalem minoralo, be kinafochehim tila egaradalo. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. Bet dinkwane, dinkwan, dinkwan, tent, dinkwan, a tent, bringing out the sense of tabernacles. Dinkwane, dinkwane, the I, male, tent, tabernacle. Bet dinkwane, bet in, on, in, bet dinkwane, in the I, tent, in the I, tabernacle. Bet dinkwane. Lezalalem, lezalalem, forever, to a time indefinite. Lezalalem, lezalalem, inoralo, inoralo. I will be, I will dwell, I will abide. I will be in thy tent, thy tabernacle, to time indefinite, forever. Bedinkwanih, lezalalem, inoralo. Bekinfochih, him, bekinfoch, kinfoch, kinfoch, from kanaf, kenef, kinf, kinf, bamarinya, kanaf, in the Hebrew. Here we have wings. Kinfochi, kinfoch, wings, kinfochi, the eye male wings, bear kinfochi him, and in and on the eye male wings, bear kinfochi him, tilla, shadow, shade, umbration, shadow, shade, tilla, tilla, shadow, shade, umbration, bear kinfochi him, tilla, in the shadow, the shade, the umbration of thy wings, of the eye male wings, bear kinfochi him, tilla, egaradalo. Egarredalo. Egarredalo. I will, interesting term right here, I will screen. So we have here, Egarredalo. Now the KJV translation says, I will trust, it says, in the covert of thy wings. Here we have Ben Kinfochim, the Kinfochim, Tila, in the shadow, the shade of thy wings, and in the shadow, the shade of thy wings, Egarredalo. So the verb here, Egarredalo. Garre, garrede. We have garrede here, Egarredalo. I will garred. So what is garred here, Bamarinya? Here we have garrede, which means to veil, to screen, to curtain off. Cover, to cover, to conceal, sense of blinded, right, secluded, something like to drape over, to become obscure, to obscure something, to obstruct, to veil something. So the general sense here, Bamarinya, in the Nugusa Neges, Met Af Kedus, the King of Kings Bible here, Egarredalo, Egarredalo, I will, KJV brings out a sense of I will trust, but I will screen, I will veil, almost like I will veil myself, I will be veiled, Egarredalo, I'll be veiled, I'll be screened, I'll be curtained off, I'll be covered, I'll be concealed, right? I will be like blinded from the sight of others, I'll be secluded, like draped over, I will be obscured, I will be obstructed as one to see, I will be protected. The protection is in the sense of the veiling, and the veiling is in the sense of being hidden, and the hidden is in the sense of being screened off or as like a curtain, be curtained off. So the shadow of thy wings, bekinfo chehim, tila, is that process of screening off. Dinkwanih, lezolem noralo. Bekinfo chehim, tila, egarredalo. Uter amis, verse 5. Abetu, ante siletain, semtehalena, simhinim, yelemi feru, aristehin, setehacho. For thou, the I, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Abirtu, Abirtu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, father of the house, Abirtu. Ante, ante, pronoun, personal pronoun, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, the I, you, the I, and none other. Ante, ante, siletain, semate halina, my vow, the word for vow, silet, silet, vow, silete, my vow, what I, the votive offering, words, like the words of my mouth, intention of my heart. But here, a votive offering. Here we have a word here in the Metzav Kedus that comes from the Ge'ez, right? Silet, from the Sa'al, like to ask. Silete, my vows, here brought out as vow, my vow. Sem te halina, the eye has sema, has heard. Sem te halina, for the eye has heard, the eye and none other, my vow, abirtu. Ante siletain semate halina simehinim sim name simih simih. So here we have sim name simih simih, the I male name, still directly speaking to he who be, we be, simih simih simhinim, emphasis, and the I name, the I male name, simehinim lemi feru, lemi feru, lemi feru, to those who fera. Right, to those who respect, to those who reverence, to those who farai, the I male name, simhinim, lemi yafaru, ristehin, setahacho. Here KJV brings us out as, thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear, more better, reverence, those who reverence, who respect, who reverence thy name, thy male name. Simhinim, simih, the I name, speaking of the Hashem, right, simun, simihit, Simehi, Simih, Simih, Simhinim, and the I name, Lemi Feru, Lemi Feru, to those who, Lemi Fera, Fera, those who farai, those who reverence, respect, the I male name, Risti, Rist, Rist is heritage. Yagariso, Kashiyametu, with a Ristu, Rist is like heritage, the heritage, like inheritance, sense of inheritance, heritage, Rist, Risti. Riste, the I, male, in heritage, the I heritage. Here, not just heritage in general, but the heritage belongs to Abirtu, Exiavi here, Abirtu. Ante siletena semetehalina, simhinimala mi feru, ristehin setehacho, setehacho. The I has given, you have given to them, my, your heritage. Riste, ristehin setehacho. You have given to them your heritage. For those who reverence, who respect, who reverence thy male name. Simhinim lemi feru ristehin setehachoa. Kuter sidist, verse 6. Len gusa kakena belaik ena tichemrale. Ametatuma katulida wadetulida yihonalu. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. Le, for to, in a sense of for to negus, for to the king, for to the king. Le negus, for the king, to the king. Le negus, kaken, from day, belai, above, ken, day, from day above day. The idea right here is like saying day by day, day above day. I'm like stacking up the days, day upon day, right? Day upon day, day upon day. Kaken belai ken, tich emrale. The I add for the king. You add for the king. You increase for the king. Tich emrale. So the sense even here is multiplying the days. Led negus for the king, to the king. Led negus, even led negus and negas. Here we have led negus for the king. Kaken belai ken, from day above day. Tich emrale, thou addest. Sense of prolongest the king's life. Thou addest day upon day for the king. Ametatum. Amet, we have as year, Ametat as years, Ametatu, his years, Ametatum, and his years, Ametatum, Katulid, from generation, Wede, to, towards, Tulid, from generation to generation, Yehonalu, they will become, they will be. So here, KJV says, thou will prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. Bamarinya in the King of Kings Bible here. Len gus kak en belaik en tichemrale, for the king thou will add increase from day above day. Ametatum katulid wadatulida yihonalo, and his years from generation to generation they will be, they will become. Kuter sebat, verse 7. Ve'egziavi herfit lezlalem yinoram. He shall abide before Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Egziavihar. He shall abide before Egziavihar forever, for ever, the time indefinite. Oh, prepare mercy and truth. May preserve him. Be Egziavihar feet, be. By way of, on, the Beit Essentia, be, in, on, by way of, be, Exiavia, in Exiavia, feet, his face, his presence, before Exiavia, in his face, be, Exiavia, her feet, lezalalem, often translated as forever, to time indefinite, the ancient Hebraic archaic sense, the time indefinite, lezalalem, yinoral, he shall abide, he abides, he will abide, he will be. Beg Gaziav your feet, lezalem yinoral. Yit ebkut. They to guard him, they to protect him. May they protect him. Yit ebkut zen, so that they protect him, so that they preserve him, so that they guard him. Yit ebkut zen, mihiretinna eunetin. Mihiret, mercy, mihiretinna, inna, and eunetin. Eunet, truth. Veritas, reality, mihiretinaunetin, mercy, loving kindness, mercy and truth and reality. Azegajlet, prepare. The command here is to prepare. Azegajlet for him. Azegajlet. Prepare for him. Azegajlet. Prepare for him. Mihiretinaunetin. The egziavi her feet, lezalem yinora. Yit abkut zen. Miheretinau netin azgajlet. Kuter cement, verse 8. Indihu, le simih le zalemaz lemral. Siletain hulgize efetem zen. So will I sing praise, Isis, to thy name forever, that I may dearly perform my vows. Indihu, indeed, in that like yehu, yeh, like this, indihu, like this, the sense of so. Indihu, so, therefore, like this, indihu, le simih, sim, name, le, for, to, le simih, to thy male name, for thy male name, le-semeh, le-zalalem, forever, to time indefinite, izamralo, I will chant, I will zamar, zemre, izamralo, I will chant, mezmor, Isis, izamralo, I will chant Isis, sense of sing praises more directly, I would chant Isis, izamralo, I would chant Psalm, mezmor, izamralo, therefore, and dihu, le-semeh, to and for thy male name, lezalalem izamralo, forever to time indefinite, lezalalem izamralo, I would chant Isis, siletein, silet, vow, silete, my vow, applying my vows, siletein, my votive offerings, siletein, hul gize, hul all gize, time, hul gize, all time, all the time, hul gize, all way, always. Siletein hul gize, efetzim zen, efetzim, efetzim, to fulfill, to perform, the sense of to perfect, in the sense of to complete. I will complete, so that I complete, efetzim zen, efetzim zen, so that I complete, always. Hul gize, silete, my vow, what I have asked, what I have spoken, the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart. Indihu, lesimih, lezalalem, izamralo. Siletein, hul gize, efetzim zend. Sense of that I may daily perform my vows, that I may always fulfill my silet, fulfill my vow, that I may always fulfill my vow. So will I chant Isis, sing psalms, mezmur, to thy male name, to time indefinite, that I may always, all the time, fulfill my vow. Indihu le semih le zalem izamralo. Siletein hul gize, efetzim zen. 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 Efetzim zen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
When I stop live a lie, but you can't use them fast, but you want to break up. I am
Yeah, pray to I, pray to I. Yes, I, yes, I. Tony Rebel right there with Nazarene. Nazarene vow. Interesting, because actually Nazarite and Nazarene, that's a whole other reason meant there. But here with Psalm 61, going to the verse by verse in the Royal Amharic, bringing that forward right here just to fulfill all righteousness that we are able to right here on the air and in the irid. So here for the RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study here in the Yeshiva on the air and irid here for the first day, let's just seal up right here with a synopsis. We had touched on synopsis in the Shabua previous, and let's go to some of the specific commandments, some of the specific commandments that was given to the B'nai Noach, to Noach Lejoch, to the children, the sons, the B'nai, the sons of Noach. These may be summarized briefly here as follows. First, we have the command to be fruitful and to multiply. Peru urbu, urbu. Right, to be fruitful and to multiply. In Genesis and Bereshith, Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 and 7. And fellow disciples, you know, whether here or in the forwards, hopefully this will be like a MRE, manna ready to eat, you know. The manna, the angel's bread, ma, what, na, please, like please tell, what is it? So what's in this Torah reading and feeding, this sabbatical manna right here? Grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, hopefully the fellow disciples, you know, we can keep in that discipline of a journal, you know, some key points, some of the main, you know, groundation, you know, of each of the Torah reading and feedings right here. So here we're touching on the specific commands that were given to the sons of Noah, to the B'nai Noah. All right, summarizing them, one, the command to be fruitful, peru, and urbu, rebu, and to multiply, peru, urbu, urbu, and to be nuff. Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 and 7. Secondarily, one of the specific commandments given to the sons of Noah, and therefore, from the context and the narrative of HaTorah to all humanity, the prohibition about eating blood. Blood in the Hebrew is referred to as dam. We enunciate as dam, which is kind of interesting. We would say dam, right? But dam is blood. Enunciated in the Hebrew, Bamarinya and Amharic, we say dem. So we have a little dialectical right there, dem and dam. Right, dam, prohibition about eating dam, by eating blood. Interesting, we look at the first man or first humanity, male and female, as Adam, Adam, Aleph, first letter, Aleph. In the pictograph, right, in the Hebrew hieroglyphics, it will figure as like the ox, the Aleph, first Aleph, dam, first blood. Prohibition about eating blood in Genesis chapter 9 at verse 4. Thirdly, one of the specific commandments given to the B'nai Noah, the prohibition of murder and the institution of capital punishment. This reminds me of a word sound from Gurmawi Nagusa Nagas, from his Imperial Majesty, concerning, he says, like a lot of things were abolished, but not the death penalty. You know, there's still, for certain, you know, specific crimes and violations, it's only right and righteous that the death penalty is imposed. I know there's a whole big thing about capital punishment, so forth and so on, but we're here in our Torah reading and feeding right here, and we'll point to that citation of His Imperial Majesty. It's very interesting, you know, with abolished. I think that was in the Oriana Fallaci, that interview that she did. I think it was in one of the American newspapers it was published. We'll find that right there, but disciples, you know, just take note of that word right there, connected with what we have right here about the specific, right, the specific commandments that was given to the sons of Noah, i.e. that was given to all humanity. right? All humanity. One, the commandment to be fruitful and to multiply. Genesis 9, chapter 9, verses 1 and 7. The prohibition about eating, consuming, and eating blood. Genesis chapter 9, verse 4. The prohibition of murder. Red rum. Well, red rum is, when you look at it, dyslexic murder. I think some of you remember that back in the days, one of those movies or something. You know, they wrote backwards. So many of us said, oh, that's interesting. Murder, red rum, right? Blood, right? Prohibition of murder and the institution of capital punishment. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. So now the Parsha, the Torah reading and feeding here, the second here in the Rastafari Yeshiva, the second here in the Shemester year, it then explains, then we get a explanation of the early life of the survivors of the flood, of the Mabul in the Hebrew, the Mabul, the survivors. It says that Noah, he began to be a man of the soil, and he planted a vineyard. He planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and became drunk and lay uncovered in his tent. And Ham, a.k.a. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of Abio, his father, and told his two brothers outside. According to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 9, verses 20 to 22. Now, it is said, according to the Torah narrative, because of this, Noah, he cursed Ham's son, Canaan, though he blessed Shem and Japheth, who, quote, covered the nakedness of their father, end quote. Now, what is this nakedness of the father all about? There's been many, many different speculations, assumptions, different sort of reasonings on it, as well as the racist, you know, this racist assumption concerning that Ham was cursed. All right, now we can talk about Canaan, but first of all, check this out. They say that Ham was the black one, and Ham was cursed. Ham in the Hebrew has a sense of being hot, being heated, even in the sense of being angry, but it basically has a sense of hot, heated. Euphemistically, even when Yahuwah says that he will go Hamati, my heatedness, my anger. But the name Ham here definitely was not cursed, but his son, Canaan, was. But what is this nakedness of the father? Now, in some of the, I wouldn't even repeat some of the details about some of the speculations in some religious books, right, without no real justification, but they read this as those of a carnal mind, that he actually saw the nakedness of his father, right? But then in the same Torah, right, the author of the Torah, even his first book, is attributed to Moshe, who was learning all the wisdom of the Egypt, the Mitzrayim, right, and he was mighty in word and deed. He's the same author, right, of his first book. As we have in Leviticus, it speaks about the nakedness of the father. In other words, to uncover the mother or the woman is the nakedness of the father. It's used this ancient, we could say, ancient idiom, or this ancient kind of allegory, this type of speaking here. Now, we find if that is so, if it's so what Moses then describes, right, in HaTorah, right, in the law, even though it's called the law of Moses, right, we do have even here in this Torah reading and feeding that Noah, he knows the difference between clean and unclean animals. Now, maybe it was explained to him, maybe Yahweh Elohim Eloheinu explained it to him, but it's very clear that there was ones who knew directions, instructions, or Torah even before the Torah of Moses. So Moses, the author, right, of the five books, the attributed author of the five books, right? We have in this first book here concerning the nakedness. So let's bring this out right here so ones and ones can, you know, reason on this nakedness. Let's look up nakedness and father right? Nekin is a father. We see this here in Genesis chapter 9, verse 22, concerning Ham, the father of Canaan. So the nakedness of Abio and told his two brethren without. In the next verse, Genesis 9 and 23, and Shem and Yafet took a garment, and laid it upon their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Looking at this phrase here. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. So we have nakedness of his father, nakedness of their father, father's nakedness, three times in two verses. Genesis 9:22, one time. Genesis 9:23, two times. The next time that we have anything about nakedness of father, your father, or a father is in Leviticus, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 7, and it reads, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. Could this be a key to the true interpretation and not like some of the racist so-called Yehudi, other Jews, and other so-called Christians, Gentile Christians, said that, Ham did something really obscene. You know, let's not even get into that right there. Is that? It all says that he saw. But here in Leviticus 18 and 7, right, when we get to the third book of the same reputed author, speaking of Moshe, it says, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother. Shalt thou not uncover. Okay, that seems to be the general nakedness there, right? But let's read on. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. We go to the next verse, Leviticus 18 and 8. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. So here it's saying that the nakedness of your father's wife, you are not to uncover. Why? Because it is your father's nakedness. Be what agwan or what is said to have gone on then? We point to this right here as one of the reasonments right here, and he uses this same language. You know, this language right here, we can go on. Let's go on a little bit more right here. We're in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 9. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. Leviticus 18:11, it says, the nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father. Let's read this again. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter. Okay, so your father may have a wife and has a daughter. I'm not saying it's your, well, it goes on to say, it says, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. So you have a lot of different kind of nakednesses here. Leviticus 18 and 12, it says, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Nakedness of thy father's sister. 18 and 14, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. Uh-oh, this sounds like earlier on right here, which might be a code to interpreting Moshe's first book in Leviticus 18:8. The nakedness of thy father's wife. It didn't say it had to be your mother, but the nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. So therefore, when Ham saw his father's nakedness, could it have been his father's wife? It didn't say his mother. Could be his mother, could be his father's wife, but it's somebody's nakedness there, and it did not have to be his own nakedness. In Leviticus 18:14, it says, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother, thou shalt not approach to his wife. So thy father's brother, so it says the father's brother's nakedness, it's linking it with the wife. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. Leviticus 20:11. And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. Again, Leviticus 20:11. The man and the man and the ish, the man that lieth, that layeth down with his father's wife, hath uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be up on them. Now, this is interesting because if you read in some of the later day Jews, in some of their commentaries, we caught a couple of them in some, when we were doing studies years ago, and we went to the part about Noah and Ham, and they said, oh, he did an abominable act with his father, like some implied homosexuality or some abomination like that. And that's always interesting as we start to grow in the Torah and we came across Leviticus and recognize what they say. Moses wrote the five books. This was his first book here. You know, you read a series. If you ever read a series and some things are not quite understandable, maybe in the beginning, you know, the first part of the series, but then later on you're like, oh, that's the reason why. I was surprised because these ones claim to be of the Torah and they claim to be Jews, and yet they gave that interpretation. Must have to do with them assuming that, well, Ham was the black or the only black one there. Because here in the scripture, it's clear that the code, at least of the scripture, would imply that what Ham saw was his father's wife or his mother or something of that sort right there, and not that he did some abominable act literally with his father's naked body. You know what I mean? But Leviticus 20:11 brings it out, and the man that lieth, layeth sexually with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness. So we have two or three verses here in Leviticus 18 and here in Leviticus 20 that explains that the father's nakedness is not necessarily his own nakedness, but regarding his Isha, his Eshet, his Oset, his woman, his wife, you know, whether that is another wife of the father or that is one's mother, this is the connection here. Leviticus. Right? Leviticus has a couple more nakednesses there, but we don't see fathers. Okay, here, Ezekiel. Let's go to Ezekiel, because there's two or three, right, witnesses. Every point, you know, every matter is established. Ezekiel, Yechezkel, Ezekiel 22:10. What does Yechezkel says? In thee have they discovered their father's nakedness. In thee have they discovered their father's nakedness. In thee have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. Well, we put that there on the bema there, you know, for the fellow Talmudim Chabarim right there. You know, so as we explore this here, let's put that context, because the context from Leviticus seems to be the better or the more accurate interpretation. In other words, I can't read this book and look for the interpretation in another book unless somehow these books are connected. And it's very much connected that Genesis is written and is said, according to tradition, to be compiled and put together by Moshe, also the same author, right, of the third book, Leviticus. But as this particular, you know, after that, let's just move forward here. We can return to that as a reasonment. After that, right, the incident in Genesis chapter 9, after that, the Parsha, this Torah reading and feeding for Shabbat, Noah, it describes how the earth, how the land was repopulated through Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yafet, as the founders of the, quote, 70 nations, the 70 nations of the Gentiles, the 70 nations of Hagoyim, the 70 nations' nationalities, as described in a more detailed genealogy of Bereshit, a more detailed genealogy of Bereshit. Okay, brothers and sisters, we've got 90 seconds right here. So the final Iowa here for the first day service is coming forward, forward, forward. Let's just do this right here, just getting ready for this final Iowa. Hopefully we can get through these questions. This is just the synopsis here. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. Just getting the backup for the backup. Yes, here, here, here. Yes, I. All right. So that's 60 seconds, y'all. 60 seconds, 60 seconds. Yes, I. So as he said, after this, the parsha, the Torah reading and feeding right here, 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 it describes how the earth, right, how the land was repopulated, repeopled, right, through Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yafet, the founders of the 70 nations. I remember coming forward, 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 you know, November 2nd, even this season, this year. Remember the evening and morning is one day. As day, you know, follows night and not the other way around. So the evening before is that Isla time. So looking forward to November 2nd, but that eve leading forward, forward, forward. We have 72 nations bending the knee, right, to he who is anointed and crowned and sitteth upon the throne of great King David. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Kenamawi Halas Elias. So point that out for the 72 nations, right? The 72 nations, because it's through these three sons, according to Bereshit HaTorah, the sons of Noah, of Noah, they become the founders of the 70 nations, right? Of the Gentiles. Now, the term Gentile, this is clarify this right here, because once hear about Gentile. Gentile in the Hebrew come from the root goy. Goy. We say goy, right? A goy is a nation, a nationality. We can say like a nation state. That's in a singular sense. So Yisrael, Israel is called a goy too. Israel's a nation. Right, goy kadosh, kadosh goy, a holy, a set apart nation, right? And goyim are just other nations, right? He divided them into nations, right? Nations, 70 nations. And we get a detailed description or a more detailed description in Genesis chapter 10. Now, the descendants of Noah remained a single people group, a very connected people group with a single language, right? Many look at this language as the Lashon HaKodesh, the Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon, the tongue, literally Lashon is tongue. Ha is definite article, Kodesh is the holy tongue, the Lashon HaKodesh, for 10 generations. Let's take note of this. Because when we look at the narrative here and people read through, sometimes we think everything was happening like minute after minute. It wasn't happening minute after minute. Let's bring this out right here, 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 just to touch on some of the details here. We go to Genesis chapter 11. Keep 11 in mind. Chapter 11 is verse 1 that we like to zoom in on, right? And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. Vayehi kol ha'aretz safa echat u'divarim achadim. More better, and the whole earth, the whole land was of one safa, safa lip echat, echat, one in the feminine sense, was of one lip, right? One female lip u'divarim achadim, was of one mother tongue and one set of words. So the descendants, Noah's descendants, from Shem, from brother Shem, from brother Ham, and brother Yafet, they remain connected as a single people, almost a unit, with a single language, the Lashon HaKodesh, for at least 10 generations. Eventually, however, they return to the Ra'a, right? The Lashon, you know, the Hara, you know, bad ways, evil ways of the sons of Cain, the sons of Cain, I want you to take note of this right here, the sons of Cain. Because there's one person in the genealogy that some people try to remove out of the genealogy after the flood. That is someone named Cainan. Cainan. Now, in the book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic book of Jubilees, it says that after the flood, right, that one named Cainan, one of the descendants, right, he had found some ancient engraving, some ancient inscriptions. And he found it and he hid it from his father because he knew that his father would know what these ancient inscriptions were, the Nephilim inscriptions from previous. So he hid it. Right? This is what the Book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic Metzhafet Kufale points out. He hid it from his father. Now, some say that there's a Cainan, right, in the lineage. And when we was going through actually Genesis chapter 11, I think it's around about, what was it, verse 15, around 14 and 15, there's a different reading, right? There's a different reading in the Septuagint. There's a different reading in the Gutas from what we recall, but definitely a different reading in the King of Kings Bible. And the King of Kings Bible is interesting. Sometimes it actually favors the Masoretic over the Septuagint. But at other times, it seems to favor the Septuagint, right, originally translated from an ancient archaic Hebrew version, right, back in the late B.C. times. It favors the Septuagint. But here, with the genealogies and the names, the number of years, in other words, in the Shem's lineage, we have to add about 100 years to all of the generations there. And I want you to point that out right there to take note of that, because some Latter-day and other Jews, they believe that Shem is Melchizedek. Just let that sink in for a moment. Some believe that the one named Shem is Melchizedek. And they teach that Shem, the patriarch Shem, had somehow lived like all that time, all the way, you know, to the time of Abraham. And others say that the only way they can do this is by shortening the years, right? Shortening the years of the descendants from the lineage of Shem. So we have two or three witnesses, including the Metzalf Kedus, right, the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Septuagint, right, also some of the Gutas, right, and other sources and resources that was changed there. So we like to note that, right? And also what we found while following through is that around verse 15, one named Cainan, there's one named Cainan. Now we have Cain, and we have Cainan, right? Not the same one, right? But what's interesting is their name, right? Their name appears to be etymologically to the same root, right? That Cana aspect. We have Cain, and we have Cainan, right? But some try to remove him out of the lineage, right? And we have a verse, I think it's verse 15 of Genesis chapter 11. Verse 15 of Genesis chapter 11. Let's just go here, right here, and bring this out from the Amharic, from His Imperial Majesty's Bible, because we have access to it right here, here, here. So Genesis chapter 11, and go to chapter 11, and let's go to verse, I think 13. Let's start out at verse 13, right? Verse 13 right here. Give me one moment. We have the hard copy in front of us. So here we're at chapter 11, round about verse 13, verse 13. Verse 13, it reads, let's go with verse 12. It says, Arphaxadim, Metosalasa, Amis, Ameta, Nore. Kayenim, so here, if we look at, we don't have the KJV right here in front of us, but we have the Hebrew at verse 12:13. It says this right here. It says, and Arphaxad lived 530 years and begot Selah. And Arphaxad lived after he begot Shelah, here's pronounced as Shelah, 400 and 3 years and begot sons and daughters. While we was going through the Aliyot, I was reading along in the Hebrew, and I noticed something was different. And then I grabbed the Amharic. Hold on for a moment. Let's bring KJV right here. We're getting the hard copy right here. Just want to zoom in on this, because sometimes a big point, right, can be discovered or found even in something that appears to be a fairly minor point. Here in verse 13, verse 12, 13, so it's actually verses 12 and 13. Let's align this right here. Verses 12 and 13, we have the same thing in the more or less, except it reads like this. And Arphaxad lived 530 years and begot Sala. Here it says Sala. And Arphaxad lived after he begot Sala 403 years and begot sons and daughters. Right? That's verses 12 and 13, Genesis chapter 11. But here in His Imperial Majesty's Bible right here, as we just shared right here, Arafaka Sedim Meto Salasa 130. Meto 100, Salasa 30, Amis 35. Meto Salasa Amis Amet Nore Amet year, right? He be, right? And he was, he be. So here the KJV and the, even the Hebrew English, it says that 530 years. So it said that he was 35 years, and they say he begot Shelah. Shelah in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew, and in KJV he begot Sala. Sala Shelah. But here it says Arphaxadim Meto Salasa Amisa Ameta Nore. He was 135 years. Ayinim Menim Welade. And he begot Walade Kayanim, Kayanim, Kayanim Menim, and Kayanim Kainan. He begot Arphaxadim Kayanim Menim, Ka Walade Bechwala, after he begot Kayan, Arata Meto Ameta Nore, Arat 4 Meto 100, right? It says 400 Amet Yer Nore, right? So after he begot, he was 400 years. Wow, 400 years. It says, Wendochinim, Setochinim, Welade. Wendoch, males, Setoch, females. Wendochinim, to say males, or like the sons, but males, and Setochinim, and females, Welade. He begot Motem, Motem, and he Mote, and he died. But this verse here in the Amharic is rather, it's a little bit larger. It's kind of interesting to take a picture of it. So ones, even if you can't read it right now, you can still see that it's a little bit a larger verse. And the verse goes on. It says, Kayanim, Kayanimim, and Kayanim, or Kainan, Meto, Salasa Amet Nore, and he be 130 years. Salanim Welade, Sala, Sala, Sala or Shela Welade, and he begat Sala. Kayanimim and Kayan, Salan, Sala, Kawelade Bechwala, after he begat Sala, Source Meto Salasa Ameta Nore. Source 3. Meto 100. 300. Salasa 30. Amet. 330 years he be. Wendochinim Setochinim Welade. Males and females he begot. Motem. Motem. And he died. Now this is interesting that we see actually in the KJV and even some of the later Hebrew manuscripts, Kainan, right, the one they call Kainan, it appears that there was a Cain, it appears there was a Kainan, and it appears there was another Kainan even after the flood. There was a Cain before the flood, and there was a Kainan, it appears, before the flood, and there's a Kainan after the flood. But what's interesting in the later seems like in the later printings, like the KJV and the later Hebrew manuscripts, they removed this kaina, this kaina. And then when we look into the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, Metzafe Kufale, we see that there was a kaina, right, who was one of the descendants after the flood. He must have found some monuments. He found some tablets, right? Tablets from like the watchers or something like that, the Nephilim, you know, some tablets that were, you know, before the flood, right? And he took them and hid them because he knew his father would disapprove. Some say it's from this point that the Ukkari, you know what I mean, came back into consciousness. You know what I mean? It's like, how can you say, if we was in a bad family, but we was very young, and then he took us somewhere else, right, and we was brought up differently from that. But then if we came across, like, the details of all that badness, it might provoke in us, perhaps, some of that badness. This is what we have right here, 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 in this description, that after those 10 or so, or during those 10, but after about 10 or so generations, there was a return to the rah-rah ways, the evil ways, the hurtful, unkind ways of the B'nai Qayin, of the sons of Cain, called before the flood, right? It says the daughters of men, the daughters of Cain, by uniting in an idolatrous, some say religion or some form of ancient spirituality that led them to build a, quote, tower with its top to the heavens or its top in the heavens. Some say this is the founding of the ancient, like, ziggurats over in the plain of Shinar and Mesopotamia. Hailahim, the Almighty, is said to have confounded their religion or what they were doing. However, by doing what? It says by confusing their speech and thereby disperse the people into 70 nations of the earth. The abandoned tower is said to have been called Babel or Babel, Babel for confusion, right? Babel from, Babel from, well, Babel is interesting because the Hebrew can afford a few, at least two different meanings. One is Babel. Babel means confusion. Babel. So we have Babel. Babel, Babel. But also we have Bab-El. Bab-El. Bab is like a door, a gateway of El, of God. Bab-El. So the twofold could perhaps bring out what their intent was, a Bab-El, a Bab of Hayil, a Bab-El, a gate of the Almighty. But what they ended up getting was Babel, Babel, confusion. And this is considered by many to be the origin of what some say and what the scripture calls as mystery, mystery Babylon. Now, the Torah reading and feeding right here, 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 it concludes with a genealogy of the generations from Noah to Terah, right? A Chaldean, or in the Hebrew, the Kasdim, who was the father of Abram, of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. So we have Terah. Terah is the father of Abram, a.k.a. Abraham, and Abraham had his brothers, Nahor, 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 and Aran or Haran. Now, Haran, Abram's brother, he died in the city of Ur, 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 or Ur, Ur of the Kasdim, in eastern, in a part of eastern Babylon, but had a son named Lot, or Lot, right, who was made part of Terah's extended family, what we call in the Hebrew his mispacha. His mispacha, you know, mispacha, you know, lo bachorani, you know, we don't really choose our mispacha, right? The extended family. Abram, Abram, Brahma, Abram, he married his half-sister, Sarai, Sarai. Now, the reading here for the second sabbatical study here, it fulfills and it ends with Terah's family leaving the Ur, the or. Now, it's interesting, in Hebrew we have or. Or is light, and or is brought out also as a type of fire, even a furnace, a or, right? So the or, he left or for the land of Canaan. But he stopped, but there was a stopping to settle in the city of Haran at the western edge of the then, the ancient, you could say the first Babylonian Empire. Now, take note, brothers and sisters, when we're talking about the ages from Shem to like Terah, we really need to review that right there because there's a lot in there, you know. Also, one of the missing descendants is this Canaan after the flood. And also what the testimony of the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees testifies, that this Canaan had found certain ancient inscriptions, some ancient tablets, you know, and I guess he studied them. We could talk about how he studied them and so forth and so on. This could be where, you know, as when you know, you call on a name, you know, they say you have to invite the devil, so to speak, the vampire, to come in. So this could be where they invited, you know, more of that rah-rah, you know, that had gone on before the Mabul to enter in here again after the Mabul, after the flood. So there's a couple of interesting points here to touch on as we move forward. But right here, let's just take a quick little Selah moment. Yes, I.
You find your redemption and your keyboard.
Teaching is magic. Here we have Metzafe, the book of Kufale, the book of divisions, the book of almost portions in a sense, time, dispensation. Like it's like when we say parsha in a sense, a kufal, a portion, like a part of like a circle. You know, we can break a circle into different, you know, fractal, like parts. So the book of divisions is often how it's called, but it's speaking about different dispensations of time, right? So here we have the book of Jubilees here, the LOJ, the Line of Judah reprint right here, aka Little Genesis. It's called Little Genesis. Here we're looking at the 02 translation. Give me one moment right here, brothers and sisters. Just right here. Just have to power up this right here. You know how this technology, it's a wonderful technology, but it needs energy, you know? It needs energy to function. So here, and so do we. You know, Memphis Caduce, Holy Spirit. Yes, I. So here, we got the book in front of us right here. We like to just touch on the chapter, was able to find the chapter right here. And this particular chapter is chapter 8. We have chapter 8 in the book of Jubilees, right? The book of Jubilees, chapter 8 right here. So in chapter 8, book of Jubilees, is subscribed here, Kainam, Kainam, Kainam. Elsewhere, sometimes that's K-A-I-N-A, N-A-N or N-A-M. It all depends. N-A-M or N-A-M, as the N and the M in linguistics sometimes, you know, interchange. So Kainam. Kainan, Kainam, Kainan. But here has Kainam. He discovers an inscription. It's defined as an inscription. And we note this, that in the Metzach Kedus, in His Majesty's Bible, also come from the Ethiopic, we have Kainan there. That Arphaxad begat Kainan, and Kainan begat Salah or Shelah. But in the KJV, also in the later Masoretic, at this point, it differs. It basically says that Arphaxad begot Shelah or Salah. And that's at Genesis chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. So there's a Kainan that seems to have been removed. You know, his name seems to have been, quote, blotted out. Is this an example of blotting out his name? But here in the book of Jubilees, it says that Kainam, he discovers an inscription relating to the sun and stars in verses 1 to 4. Speak of his sons in verses 5 to 8. Noah's sons and Noah divide the earth in verses 10 to 11. Shem's inheritance in verses 12 to 21. Ham's inheritance in verses 22 to 24. And Japheth's inheritance in verses 25 to verse 30 here of the book of Jubilees, the Ethiopic book of Jubilees, chapter 8, and has a confer here, a compare with Genesis chapter 10. So here, just a portion of this here, just to put it together. It says, in the 29th Jubilee, in the first week, in the beginning thereof, Arphaxad took to himself a wife, and her name was Rasuya, the daughter of Susan, the daughter of Elam, and she bare him a son in the third year in this week. Now, we're talking about the week here, just to clarify, if ones don't know, we're talking about weeks of years. It's like we're talking about the Jubilees. Right, the Jubilees is like 49 years. So when talking about like a week, it's not talking about like 7 days, but like talking about the seven year period of time, right? So it says right here that she bare him a son in the third year in this week, right? So in that week would be 7 years. It was like the third year in that set of 7 years. That's Shavuah. And he called his name Kainam. And the son grew, and his father taught him writing. So he knew letters, right? Letters, writing. And he went to seek for himself a place where he might seize for himself a city. And verse 3 says, he found a writing which former generations had carved on the rock, and he read what was thereon, and he transcribed it, and sinned or ucked up owing to it, for it contained the teaching of the watchers. Some verses of the watchers, some say the Nephilim, fallen angels, right? The watchers, in accordance with which they used to observe the omens of the sun and moon and stars in all the signs of heaven. Verse 4, and he wrote it down and said nothing regarding it, for he was afraid to speak to Noah about it, lest he should be angry with him on account of it. And in the 13th Jubilee, in the second week, in the first year thereof, he took to himself a wife, and her name was Melka, the daughter of Madai, the son of Japheth. And in the fourth year, he begot a son and called his name Shelah. Shelah, or some enunciate as Salah. Salah, Shelah. For he said, quote, truly I have been sent. So in the Hebrew, when we say Shelah, 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 Shelah is to send. So therefore, it's bringing out the reason why he called Shemo his name Shelah, because Shelah from Shalach, Shalach to send. Eshelach, Eshelach, I send. Truly, I have been sent is the reason why he called his son Shelah. And in the fourth year, he was born, and Shelah grew up and took to himself a wife, and her name was Muak, Muak, Muak. Like muak, like when proves that kissy thing, muak. Just, you know, the word sound. The daughter of Keset, Keset, his father's brother, in the 130th Jubilee, in the fifth week, in the first year thereof. And she bare him a son in the fifth year thereof and called his name Eber, Eber. And he took to himself a wife, and her name was Azorad, the daughter of Nebrod, Nebrod. Now, here's what's interesting. Remember I talked about Nimrod and Abraham wasn't in the same generation like some of the later day and other Jews would some of their fables and everything. But according to the book of Jubilees here, we have that Eber, right, who's a descendant of Shelah, who's a descendant of Cainan, who has found those inscriptions, that Eber, right, took to himself a Isha, a Eshet, a woman, a wife, and her name was Azorad. Azorad was the daughter of Nebrod. Now here it is said that Nebrod is none other than Nimrod. Another way of Nebrod, Nimrod, Namur, right? Namur, Namrud, right? Nebrod. In the 32nd Jubilee, in the seventh week, in the third year thereof, and in the sixth year thereof, she bare him a son, and he called Shemo his name Peleg. For in the days when he was born, the children of Noah, began to divide the earth among themselves. Now, this makes a lot of sense when we're looking at now the KJV, when it says about Peleg, for the earth became divided. It was divided. And we think, well, what does it mean by that? Because they all dwelt together for this division. One's now, I guess, wanting to go forth on their own. People started to, you know, get their own kind of individual, you could say, nation, personality, tribe, clique, so forth and so on. So it was Peleg during the time of Peleg. And the name Peleg also means to kind of divide, right, division. For in the days when he was born, the children of Noah began to divide the earth among themselves. All this land, let's divvy it up, they must have said. For this reason, he called his name Peleg, Peleg, Peleg. And they divided it secretly, secretly among themselves, and told it to Noah. And it came to pass in the beginning of the 33rd Jubilee, that they divided the earth into three parts, for Shem and Ham and Japheth, according to the inheritance of each, in the first year, in the first week, when one of us who had been sent was with them. And he called his sons, and they drew nigh near to him, they and their children, and he divided the earth into the lots, which his three sons were to take in possession. And they reached forth their hands and took the writing out of the bosom of Noah, their father. And there came forth on the writing as Shem's lot, the lot according to the descendants of Shem, the middle of the earth, which he should take as an inheritance for himself and for his sons for the generations of eternity, from the middle of the mountain range of Rapha, from the mouth of the water, and from the river Tina, and his portion goes towards the west through the midst of this river, and it extends till it reaches the water of the abysses, out of which this river goes forth and pours its water into the sea, Me'at, and this river flows into the great sea, and all that is toward the north is Japheth, and all that is toward the south belongs to Shem, and it extends till it reaches Karaso. This is in the bosom of the tongue, which looks toward the south. And his portion extends along the great sea, and it extends in a straight line till it reaches the west of the tongue, which looks towards the south. For this sea is named the tongue of the Egyptian sea. Now, this is interesting right here, right? Because the tongue here is not talking about tongue as a language, but like a promontory of land, like a bay, you know, like a bay, a gulf, like the gulf of the sea. But it's interesting that here it says the gulf of the sea, or the tongue of the Egyptian, the Mitzrayim sea. And it turns from here toward the south, toward the mouth of the great sea on the shore of its waters. And it extends to the west to Afra, and it extends till it reaches the waters of the river Gihon, the Gihon, the Ethiopian, later to be called the Egyptian Nile. Down the river is the Nile, but the Gihon. Here we have the river Gihon. And to the south of the waters of Gihon, to the banks of this river. And it extends towards the east till it reaches the Gannet Eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden, to the south thereof, to the south and from the east of the whole land of Eden, the whole land of Eden, the land of delights, and of the whole east. It turns to the east and proceeds till it reaches the east to the mountain named Rapha, and it descends to the bank of the mouth of the river Tina. This portion came forth by Lot, almost like rolling of the dice, so to speak, right? Lot, for Shem and for Banav, his sons, that they should possess it forever to his generations for evermore. And Noah, rejoice that this portion came forth for Shem and for his sons. And he remembered all that he had spoken with his mouth in prophecy, for he had said, blessed be Yahuwah Elohei Shem, he who be, we be, the Elohim of Shem. And may Ha'adon, may the Lord dwell in the dwelling of Shem. What's interesting right here is that Shem is the name of a man, but Shem in the language means name. You know, name, what does a name mean? You know, what the name is, like authority, is power, identification, but his name is the name, his name, Shem. Verse 19, just a little more right here. And he knew that the Gan Ba'eden, the Gan Eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden, is the Holy of Holies and the dwelling of Ha'Adon, of the Lord. And Mount Sinai, the center of the desert. And Mount Zion, the center of the navel of the earth. These three were created as holy places facing each other. And he blessed the Elohei, right, of the Elohim, the God of gods, who had put the word Hadabar of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, into his mouth. And Yahuwah for evermore. And he knew that a blessed portion and a baraka had come to Shem and Banav and Benayo and his sons to the generation for ever, to time indefinite, the whole land of Eden, of Eden, and the whole land of the Yam Suf, of the Etra Bahir, of the Red Sea, and the whole land of the east, and India, and the Red Sea, and the mountains thereof, and all the land of Bashan, and all the land of Lebanon, and the islands of Kaphtor, and all the mountains of Sanir and Amana, and the mountains of Ashur in the north, and all the land of Elam, Asher, Babel, Susan, and Maedai, and all the mountains of Ararat, and all the region beyond the sea, which is beyond the mountains of Ashur towards the north, a blessed and spacious land, and all that is in it is tov me'od, is very good. Let's go on. And for Ham, and for Ham, and for Ham came forth the second portion beyond the Gihon, The Gihon River is also the Nile River from Ethiopia, from its root, known as the Gihon. So here's what's of interest. We need to try to look at this on the map. So cartographers, brothers and sisters that have that skill. Verse 22, Book of Jubilees, Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, R.H. Charles translation version here, chapter 8, verse 22. And for Ham, came forth the second portion beyond the Gihon toward the south, to the right of the Gan, the garden, and it extends towards the south, and it extends to all the mountains of Phaia, and it extends towards the west to the sea of Atel, and it extends towards the west till it reaches the sea of Mauk, that sea into which everything which is not destroyed descends. And it goes forth towards the north to the limit of Gadir, and it goes forth to the coast of the waters of the sea, to the waters of the great sea. Could that be the Atlantic, somewhere like that? Till it draws near to the river Gihon, and goes along the river Gihon, till it reaches the right of the Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. And this is the land which came forth for Ham, as a portion that he was to occupy forever for himself and his sons and Benaz to their generations forever. And for Japheth, came forth the third portion beyond the river Tina to the north of the outflow of its waters, and it extends northeasterly to the whole region of Gog and to all the country east thereof, and it extends northerly to the north, and it extends to the mountains of Kelt toward the north and toward the sea of Mauk. And it goes forth to the east of Gadir as far as the region of the waters of the sea. And it extends until it approaches the west of Farah. And it returns towards Afarag. And it extends easterly to the waters of the sea of Me'at. And it extends to the region of the river Tina in a northeasterly direction until it approaches the boundary of its waters towards the mountain Rapha. And it turns round towards the north. This is the land which came forth for Japheth Ubanau and his sons as the portion of his inheritance, which he should possess for himself and Banav and his sons for their generations forever. Five great islands and a great land in the north. But it is cold, and the land of Ham is hot. And the land of Shem is neither hot nor cold, but it is of blended cold and heat, or that is to say, it is temperate. It is temperate. Now, here we pause right here. This is from the Book of Jubilees, just to connect with the whole Kainan, you know, the one who is not in the KJV at verse 12 and 13, neither in the later Judaic Chumash, but is found in the Septuagint and also in the Ethiopic and also in the King of Kings Bible as well. So let me make it, we ride up right here, couple minutes right here. Needed to zoom in on that because then it puts into context, right, one of the ancient backstories concerning the Canaanites and even when the Israelites, basically that land that some of the Canaanites, not all, but about seven of their tribes took over a portion of the land of Shem. This is one of the backstories, but we'll get into that as we continue. Here's some questions coming forward. So let's just use a little bit of time to just wrap right here as we wrap up right here this second sabbatical study, but enough of the questions and reasonings can go on and on. Come, make a reason. So here. Some of the questions for the Chabarim right here. Give thanks to John J. Parson, the Hebrew for Christians. Use some of his research there since he's more properly messianic, but sometimes we have to just share, you know, the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew when we are not at agreement. You know what I mean? But I'd like to share this right here. First question here, what does the name Noah, what does the name Noah mean, Chabarim? Genesis chapter 5, verse 29, Noah, means comfort or relief. From the Hebrew root word, nuach, which means to rest. So the name Noah means comfort or relief, nuach, rest. Question two right here for RSS number two, why, lama, for what did Hilahim want or seek to destroy the world with a mabul, with a flood? Elohim, the God of God, the power of power, the nature of nature, saw that every intention of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. Now, we have something Hebraically and even Judaically, which is called the inclination. There's a yetzer, means inclination, like an inclination. It's an interesting word because it's also from the same root, yatsar. When Adam in chapter 2 of Genesis is formed or reformed from the afar of the adama, from the dust of the ground, that's the word that's used. So if you look at it literally, that he was squeezed, yatsar, right? But we have yetzar, which is an inclination, like a forming or inclining. So we have the yetzar hato, the inclination to the good, and here this brings out that humanity at that time, their yetzer was inclined to hara'a, to hara, right? The yetzer hara'a was only evil continually in that generation, Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 7. Question 3 here, how does HaTorah describe Noah, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9? Well, Noah is described as Ish, man, higher man, Ish, Tzadik. He's described as Ish, Tzadik, as a man, a righteous man. Not as Adam, Tzadik, not as Enosh or Enosh, Tzadik, but as Ish, Tzadik, right? A righteous man. Also, he's described as Tamim. Tamim, in the plural sense, brings out the sense of blameless, without blemish, right, or complete, to say completeness, this is perfect, blameless in his generation. And he's also described as one who halak, the tribe, who walked with Ha-Elohim, with Ha-Elohim, with the true good, the true God, with the nature of natures, Nebercha. Exiavihah. Here, question four here. What did Noah, quote, find, end quote, in Hilahim's eyes, according to Genesis 6 and 8? According to Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, Noah found grace. He found grace in Hilahim's eyes, in his eyes. The word grace in the Hebrew, we have it as chen, right? A longer form of it is like Hannah, right? As mother of Shemuel, Samuel. But in the short form, direct form, we have chen. Chen is from the Hebrew verb, right? Hanan. Hanan means to favor, right? Almost like to incline, but to favor, right? And also means kindness, that sense of grace. Grace freely bestowed up on another. This is the type of grace that's not gained through a sense of obligation, because there's some kinds of grace where we're obliged, you know, to honor our father and mother. We are obliged to. But this right here, the Hanan from Chen, is a type of favor and kindness that we bestow upon another that is not gained through any sense of obligation. Question five. What did Ha Elohim ask Noah to build? In the Hebrew sense, asking to build the teva. The teva is a box or an ark. According to the royal order and the royal Amharic, we refer to it as the merkeb, which is very much similar to the Hebrew expression for chariot, merkabah. So in the Hebrew, the teva is ark, right? Similar to tabot, right, in the Amharic for, and the good is for the ark, the other ark. Question six, what were the basic dimensions of Ha-teva? Answer, 300 amot long. 300 amot long is roughly about 450 feet by 50 amot wide. 50 amot is about 75 feet. By 30 amot high, 30 amot is about 45 feet. So 450 feet by 75 feet by 45 feet with its length, its width, and its height. Question seven, how many floors or levels, or as we would say today, decks, how many decks did Ha-teva contain, did the Merkeb contain? According to the scripts, three. It contained three levels, three floors, or three decks. The top was for the people. The middle was for the animals. And the bottom was for storage and or for garbage. Question eight. How long did it take to build Ha-teva, the Merkeb? And why did it take so long? Well, it is said that it took 120 years to build the Ark, Ha-teva, the Ark of Noah, which was time for people of the earth to do teshuva, to have a change of mind, right? A change.